Strive to enter through the narrow door. How often we hear that phrase and we have two extremes, really. One that says, yeah, I can do that. I got this. I'm doing well. And then the next day, we wake up and think, well, I don't know that I'm going to get through that narrow door. I'm in big trouble. And we start to become deflated, convinced that we'll never measure up. And it goes back and forth. When we're younger, we think, oh, I'll get in. And as we get older, we think, well, maybe not. And we get a little more nervous. Neither response is exactly what Jesus is looking for when he speaks these words to us, enter through the narrow door. The first response, I'll prove I can do it, is too presumptuous. That I can get into heaven almost on my own. I'm pretty good. I really don't need a savior. And presumption is very dangerous. The second response is, I'll never get in, is despair. And this too is dangerous and not what Jesus wants for us. Instead, he wants us to hope. That virtue that was given to each one of us at baptism. Faith, hope, and love. And every time we ask God to increase our hope, he does. It is a gift from God. That his promises are truly meant for me. I do not presume, I do not despair, I hope. Faith makes it possible that we can say, yeah, God is all loving and all forgiving and all kind. I believe that. But hope says that's true even for me. Not just for the generic billions of people, but hope that it is possible in my own life. And so ask often for that gift of hope. Yes, Jesus wants us to strive for heaven. But the striving is an effort to remain rooted in trust and faith in him. And not just our own hard work. He saves. We do not. Jesus' arms are always wide open, always calling us to come to him to receive his grace and his life. He knows that we will never be at peace as long as we believe that our going to heaven is something we have to earn. It cannot be earned. When we try, we actually can very easily become scrupulous, preoccupied by our own weaknesses and worried that we're not even going to squeak by. But Jesus invites us to come to him, to be embraced by his gift of mercy. All he really asks is that we hold on to him. He will not abandon us if we hold on to him in hope. We have a natural reaction to prove our worth, I suppose, huh? Our worthiness. But Jesus desires our hearts just as they are, so that he can take them and recreate them and make them like his own. And so he invites us to lay our hearts bare before him. His mercy is our worth. And Jesus himself is the narrow door. He's the door. He is our only hope of entering. And so we hold on to him with all our hearts and our lives, with a deep trust and hope that mercy will make the narrow door wide open to his kingdom. As we continue our journey of faith, let's beg often, dear Jesus, increase our hope.